We're going to go to Maine now to meet a lobsterman who is a woman. Lobstering is physically demanding, dangerous work. It's traditionally been considered a man's job. Murray Carpenter reports that more women in Maine are running their own boats, busting stereotypes along the way.
But do you have enough to put them in transit?
It's 6 o'clock on a calm morning in Rockport Harbor, and Sadie Samuels is loading traps from her pickup truck onto her 28-foot lobster boat.
I'll move my car and you can back up right here.
The daughter of a lobsterman, Samuels was born in a nearby hospital and has been on the water here for most of her 25 years.
Well, I've been coming out fishing in this harbor since I was born. I came here before I went home from the hospital. I had my first student license when I was 7.
Samuels is not alone. In 2016, women held 434 of the 5,000-plus lobster licenses in Maine. After loading her traps and bait, Samuels leaves the dock and steers the boat through the tight harbor.
I'm more comfortable driving around here than I am driving down the street in a car.
Following a short run into Penobscot Bay, past seals and harbor porpoises and osprey and loons, Samuels motors alongside one of her green and yellow buoys. She hooks the rope and wraps it onto a hauler. She and her stern man, Aaron Seekins, pull the trap aboard. Seekins quickly rebaits the trap and heaves it overboard as Samuels motors to the next. Late in the morning, she has a good haul, a nice load of keepers.
Oh yeah, this is awesome. This is probably the best trap we've had this season.
After hauling nearly 100 traps, Samuels steers back to the dock to offload the day's catch. Seekins, the stern man, is bearded and burly. He's the one who fits the stereotype of the Maine lobsterman.
We'll be on the boat and people will think I'm the captain. I'm like, nope, not me. Just, you know, because people don't expect it. It's unfortunate because she is really good at it and deserves just as much respect as anybody else gets down here.
Lobsterman Brad Scott says locals have gotten used to seeing Samuels on the water.
A lot of people don't expect to see a woman out there, you know. But Sadie, she's great. She's a hard worker. She's got to pay her dues, though. She's not just coming in.
And Samuel says her fellow fishermen are far less skeptical than the customers at this farmer's market in nearby Belfast. On Saturdays, she and her sister Molly, who also fishes, have a booth here to sell lobster and lobster rolls.
This is the hottest commodity we've got.
The sisters were partners in the boat until Molly went off to college and Sadie bought her out. Molly now works the stern on their father's boat. And she says she and Sadie have had lots of frustrating conversations with incredulous customers at farmers markets.
People would come up to us and be like, so who caught these lobsters? And we were like, we did. And they're like, but who really caught them? And we were like, we did. And then they'd ask, well, whose boat? And we were like, our boat. And they'd say, but who owns the boat? It's just like this back and forth thing. So yeah, it's still weird.
But people are slowly coming around. And Sadie says she and Molly are following in the wake of many women who got no glory and were mostly known as the wives of fishermen.
Maine has a pretty big history of women being involved in the fishery, like in the big schooners. There are many women who were the navigators of the boats and did all kinds of really awesome stuff, but you don't really ever hear about it.
With more women lobstering in Maine, the word seems to be getting out now, port by port and captain by captain. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter in Midcoast, Maine.